Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, coming this week from Jerusalem, entitled Kebabbing Hezbollah. Sheesh, who would have thought it? The Syrians helping to skewer Hezbollah? The same Hezbollah they've always helped, armed and financed, along with Iran? Something is moving in the region, and it's not just the thousands of missiles Hezbollah has smuggled down towards the border with Israel, ready for the next war. The leaders of Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Lebanon are meeting in Beirut in a bid to head off another Lebanese civil war. This hastily arranged summit is because a UN tribunal, investigating the murder of the former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri in 2005, is reportedly intending to say that Hezbollah was involved. It'll name names. It'll say that intelligence proves Hezbollah operatives were tracking Hariri's car via mobile phone signals until it reached the point where it was blown up. Now, given that Lebanon's unity government contains two Hezbollah cabinet ministers, this would present the country with what British understatement usually describes as a little difficulty. For example, what happens when the government demands that the named suspects are handed over? How does the radical Shia movement Hezbollah react? Sheikh Nasrallah, its leader, has already launched a preemptive strike, accusing the tribunal of being an Israeli project, and he did it safe in the knowledge that his militia is stronger than the Lebanese army. The possible answer is a return to 2008, when dozens of people were killed in clashes in Beirut city centre. That in turn could trigger even greater violence, sucking in all of Lebanon's factions. That, in turn, could bring in Israel. If Hezbollah tried to rally popular support by hitting what it sometimes calls the Zionist entity, chaos would ensue. So all this explains why the Saudi king is making his first visit to Lebanon by a Saudi head of state for 53 years, and why Syria's President Assad is making his first trip there since 2002. At one point, the UN tribunal was investigating Syrian involvement in Hariri's assassination at, quote, the highest levels. Well, that seems to have been conveniently forgotten. The memory loss came at about the same time as the USA and Syria began to get their relationship back on track, about a year ago. The deal everyone seems to be working out is this. The tribunal deletes from its memory the possibility of Syrian government involvement. Syria then leans on its close friend, Hezbollah, to get it to accept the tribunal's findings. Hezbollah swallows its pride, knowing that those who are going to be named have probably skipped town and they're already in Iran. The Saudis, traditional supporters of Lebanon's Sunni factions, help to keep the peace, and they continue their rapprochement with Syria. The USA and Israel accept this whole carve-up because it cuts Hezbollah down to size a bit. Marvellous. Peace in our time. But what if Hezbollah refuses to be kebabbed? What if the creature created by Iran and Syria shoulders the Syrians to one side, leaves the government, sharpens its skewers, puts its militia on the street, and accuses the Arab leaders of being Israeli stooges? Well, then everyone's in trouble. This summer and into the autumn, again, it's decision time. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.